It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Hey guys, with your winter fat increasing, are you interested in staying trim through the season? Or want to feel less tired with the shorter days? If so, ProGene is conducting a national study in the impact of testosterone and will pay you to participate. Go to ProGene65.com to see if you qualify. Here, you can find out your testosterone levels for free while getting paid to do something about it. ProGene, a doctor-recommended natural testosterone solution found nationwide at GNC and Rite Aid, is sponsoring this research and will pay you to be in the largest survey of men's levels in the country. It's an easy program you can do from home or on the go. The clinical-grade tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped to you for free. So if you want to make a difference in your life and would like to find out your levels for free, then go to ProGene65.com now. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E-65.com. ProGene65.com. Enroll today before the study is closed at ProGene65.com.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score! The Score!
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Vaticola. Chicago's Big Ten team returns to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday at 6:30. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at nusports.com.
I thought Rondo was really good. I thought our pace, you know, especially that first half, was excellent when he was in the game. You know, it's good to see him aggressive, looking to score the basketball. He gave us a real lift. You know, I was happy with the way he kept himself ready and stayed positive in his time out of the lineup. And he went out there and I thought was really good for us tonight.
That's Fred Hoiberg on Rajon Rondo's first action since December 30th. The Bulls lost 101-99 to Washington. Rondo came off the bench, adding 12 points in 27 minutes. Now the Bulls take on Derrick Rose and the Knicks tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The Blackhawks won their fourth straight with an overtime goal from Duncan Keith. Corey Crawford with 33 saves. Hawks play again Friday in Washington. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Michigan with coverage on the Score starting at 7:30. Other games this evening, number 14 Louisville hosting Pitt, and number 12 Butler traveling to number 8 Creighton. The Broncos have hired former Dolphins defensive coordinator Vance Joseph to replace Gary Kubiak, and the Panthers former defensive coordinator Sean McDermott has been hired by the Buffalo Bills to be their next head coach. And a group of organizers with ties to the NFL, they plan to launch a new professional football league, giving young players an alternative to college football. They will offer a salary. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD featuring the most exciting moments of the 2016 season. Only $19.99. Order now at cbschicago.com/CubsCD. This Scoreboard Update was brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Barry Rosner. Dan Bernstein.
This is Danny Bernstein, Jr.
On 670 The Score.
It's 3:04. A lot of basketball talk, some football, and now talk more hockey. Stop talking hockey. It's not really hockey. It's just I saw this note and I couldn't believe it, so I had to check it out because...
Well, anytime you read about the NHL, your first reaction is generally, I cannot believe that.
Okay.
This is not the time to do hockey.
No, I understand that, Hope. It never is. But somebody is going to have to explain something to me. Apparently, the NHL is switching from Reebok to Adidas.
Mm-hmm.
As the official outfitter for NHL, by the way, sweater, jersey, I'm going to use them interchangeably. I'm going to say jersey, don't get mad at me.
Bernstein, right. You're an idiot. It's a sweater.
I don't
call it jersey.
Right, I know.
Don't know anything about hockey.
Whatever,
don't talk about
whatever
it.
Whatever makes you happy.
You're an idiot.
Now, I also thought, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Adidas and Reebok, aren't they the same entity in some respects now? I thought one's a subsidiary of the other. They're somehow they're married to each other in some way.
Don't know.
But there will be no alternate jerseys. This one of the few things the NHL wildly successful.
Talking about next season?
Next season, there will be no third jerseys.
Why?
It says it's according to Minneapolis Star Tribune. Said multiple sources tell the Star Tribune that all NHL teams will be permitted to have only home and road jerseys next season as Adidas takes over. There will be no third jerseys.
Why?
In order to make the initial implementation of new sweaters easier.
What?
It's Adidas.
I
don't know if we can do this whole making sports clothing thing.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if we can scale this. Whoa. Look, who do you think we are?
They have 10 months to make them from right now. What are you saying? What are you saying? They can't make enough?
I don't know.
It's too complicated to add a third color?
Well, we can't do that.
Okay, we can make the white, okay?
And maybe red.
And we can make the red. There's just no way we can make the black. We don't have the capacity.
You know how popular things have been, and even with what they've been force feeding us, all the Winter Classic and Heritage Classic and Outdoor Classic and everything's classic.
If it were powder blue, maybe, but not black.
They're telling
us we can't do black.
How classic everything is, and there's all these games have these new jerseys associated with them to sell. The Wild with that great cream-colored one, and the Blackhawks have that awesome alternate.
You could open up a storefront on Stetson and print them in time for next season.
Right now, across from Wrigley Field, right across from the marquee,
there is
a sign in the window that says, right now, your jersey, your name, your choice, as you wait.
Unless you play in the NHL, in which case we can't get it done.
I can't imagine this.
Say that again.
The reason is they want to make implementation easier.
What does that mean? What are you saying? They can't create enough jerseys? Do they not have the material? Is there a shortage? Is there a shortage of material? Ink? Is there not enough ink?
I can't help you. I just don't know how. How do you come out of that meeting and the Adidas people are like, that's a big order. I don't know.
We want the contract. We want to be the official.
How did they win the bidding if they couldn't do a third jersey?
We want to be the official sweater of the NHL. Here's the thing. We're going to pay you more, but here's the thing. We just can't make that third jersey. We don't have enough material, if you can imagine that. Plus, there's going to be tariffs and all that. I mean, we're just unsure of the whole thing at this point.
Amazing.
Is that not the NHL?
Amazing. And the 773 says, yes, Adidas Group owns Reebok. Okay.
Okay, whatever.
All right. I don't know. Yes, it may only be for next season because by then they'll be recovered. By then you go back, hey, guys, are you rested now? Are you okay? Have you figured out, is it possible maybe you could manufacture a different color jersey?
Ooh. Bob Nightingale reported they're exhausted and breathless.
Your guy, Bob Nightingale.
I hope.
We got to get to him later, too.
Yeah. We'll get to him. I hope that they're not going to be in the business of making sticks and or pucks. Because then you could run into a real problem if there's not enough sticks or pucks.
Well, I don't know if we can make all those. We contacted Bauer, CCM, and Warrior, and they all weren't sure if they could make extra sticks. I don't know. That's a lot of sticks. And I believe the pucks are all made in Slovakia. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think so. I think almost every single puck that I've seen at any rink I've been to, NHL or youth, has been sort of Slovakian made.
The NHL is also concerned that they may not have enough ice next season. May have trouble making ice next year.
How is it possible? Did any other sport... Any other sport, you've got something that's making a ton of money. You've got baseball teams. These are 1912 shirts. These are 1974. This is 1983. And the NFL.
Even the terrible ones sell.
Yes.
Look, the terrible colors.
It's one aspect of sports that the American consumer will continue to spend and spend and spend. You know why? Because our kids love them. Our kids love them. Look at what the shoe industry has done. A new special this, a new one-off that, a new specially branded this. It's the one thing you got going that you know is going to sell, and you cut a deal with a giant international sportswear manufacturer. Ooh, I don't know if we can do it. That's a bridge too far for us. Not the first year. No. We're going to roll this thing out and implement this. Not with this kind of lead time. I can't do it. I'm sorry. We're just Adidas. Who do you think we are? We're just a small boutique shop here. What do you think we can do? I know you spent a lot of bad money on Derrick Rose and Dwight Howard. Is that keeping you from making NHL uniforms?
That's okay, though. We're okay with that. Here's the thing, though. We'd like to get you into the business of making equipment as well. Do you think you could make enough equipment for us for next year? Well, we can do shin guards.
Maybe shoulder pads.
We can do gloves. We can do shoulder pads. We don't have enough helmets, though. Can you guys play without helmets next year? Well, yeah, okay. If you're willing to pay us. Yeah. If you're willing to pay us,
if
fine.
We have to, I guess. We call a guy. There's some guy in Canada who says he can help. He's got a couple of sewing machines. Yeah, I can help you out there, eh? I'll do my best for you. Pete in Naperville, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, just a thought here, but I think they're probably going to stand to make more money by waiting on rolling out that third jersey at least a season or two. It's kind of like the, you know, the iPhones that get released every other year now, every year. They're probably just waiting to get everybody to buy the one jersey that they're going to and then offering the third down the road.
I don't get it.
They already have those jerseys. It's not like there's any necessarily new ones to be unveiled. There's retro jerseys, and you know, there's that great Flames jersey they were wearing, like the old Atlanta Flames one. They're already there. They're just not making them.
No, agreed, but they will change them just enough for them to be different enough so that they'll sell them. That's my opinion anyway.
I don't get it.
That doesn't make sense to me. You lose a full year of sales. I don't think you're building up some sort of untapped sales potential by waiting a year. You should say, if you make them and sell them as fast as you can. And if they buy those, you make a new one. I think you're trying to find something that isn't there.
My favorite, that Penguins Winter Classic powder blue, that was outstanding. The first one from the first Winter Classic, oh man, I'm looking at it right now. Sid in that Winter Classic, that was a nice one. Can't make it anymore, though. If you want that one, you're going to have to wait a couple years.
I don't know. It's
the NHL. That's all I could tell you.
No other league would cut a deal where they agreed to that.
Did you see, by the way, the end of the Hawk game last night?
They scored
in overtime?
Yeah.
See what happened to Kane on that play?
No, I saw it. As soon as it happened, I flipped along. What happened?
I'll show you the video in the next break.
Is it as bad as what happened to Michael Carter-Williams when Marcin Gortat ate him?
It was funnier. He makes the pass over to Panarin.
Right.
Panarin gets it to Keith. I think that was the sequence. Kane starts to back up. He's on the right circle, top of the right circle. He starts to back up to get ready for a one-timer. I don't know if he hit a rut or what, but he goes skates over a helmet
and
lands on his head.
Ice monster got him.
So as the other three guys are celebrating, he's on the ice on his back. First with this look on his face like, I wonder if anyone's going to notice that I just fell down in overtime on my head. And then he starts laughing, and he's way late. Everyone has come off the bench, and they're already in the big pile, and he finally gets there, and he's laughing.
Crystal Lake and Jeff on the score. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. This seems absolutely impossible that if Reebok is a division or a subsidiary of Adidas, don't they already have the infrastructure to produce the jerseys they've been producing all these years?
I don't know. You'd think, right?
It's impossible. It doesn't make any sense.
We can't do it. Aren't you the same company? Yes. But we can't. We can't make them. You're Adidas. I understand if you're going to some company that's never been in this business before. You're asking, like, Lululemon to make your jerseys or something, you know?
I would like to see that. I'd like to see them in some of
those. What's your take on guys wearing the Lululemon stuff?
Me?
Because there's some.
I don't care.
Some of their stuff is nice. It's so damn expensive, though.
Yeah, don't I know it?
Yep. I always.
Don't I know it?
I always ask my wife, how many workout clothes do you need? I know this is your thing.
That's a stupid question. It's a really stupid question. Why would you ask a question like that?
How many pairs of workout shorts I have?
We're guys.
I have three.
I have two.
I have three.
What do you mean, workout shorts?
Like gym shorts.
Like basketball shorts?
Yeah. Like running, champion.
Running shorts?
Mesh champion.
I like running shorts.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking about something different.
No, just shorts you work out in.
Okay.
Like basketball shorts, yeah.
I just want to make
sure what you have in your mind. What image did you have in your mind?
Like bicycle shorts. Like,
oh, compression shorts?
Ooh. Yeah.
No. You want to see Dan in compression shorts?
No.
Unless he's
in a pine box.
No, thank you. No, those and the idea of compressing is not really all that interesting in general. But I don't understand the whole workout clothes thing. It's like, you know, more and newer. And every time she goes to a class, she buys one of the like slogan T-shirts that they sell at the class. Between Shred and SoulCycle, I don't even want to add up the total expenditure.
Listen, I live in a house with three women, all of whom work out every day. And I mean, the number of
we've got a treadmill and a bike in the basement.
Yeah. we have a treadmill and an elliptical, and that doesn't even include all the classes and the going to the gym and everything else. And I'm telling you, the sheer number of workout bras that
they're everywhere.
Yeah,
they're absolutely everywhere. And like I said, I've got, you know, my daughter usually works out at home or goes to SoulCycle with her, but it's just and look, I'm glad she does. I think it's great. I don't want her to stop. You know, it's terrific.
Look,
but.
Look, we had this conversation recently, like, you know, whether a guy would need a washer dryer in his apartment and how long he could get by without one. And I said, well, I didn't have one in college, and I'd go about a month probably. And they,
that's all you need.
And they were like, well, what about your workout stuff? I was like, yeah, so what about
it? It's a t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah.
Well, a texter says, if you buy yourself a Lululemon shirt or shorts, you'll never wear another brand again. I don't wear a brand. I wear a shirt. I wear some free t-shirt that they gave me at a Who Needs Two Tavern Tour event.
My wife, only when I'm not looking, will throw away my stuff.
Oh, don't start that.
Because it is, because they are so discolored and torn up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this one great free sweatshirt.
By that logic, she's going to throw you away.
Also true. I had this great sweatshirt. It was like my favorite workout sweatshirt.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't know how long I had it, but it was, and I took a picture of it because she said, I mean, she was holding it hostage. She said, you're either throwing it away or I'm tearing it to shreds right now. It had so many holes in it that it really wasn't actual material anymore.
She did that with a pair of boxers that weren't technically underpants anymore. She said it's fabric hanging from a waistband. Said you look like a hula dancer.
I don't know where I got a St. Louis Football Cardinals sweatshirt.
There you go. Just like my old jacket.
And I was, it was only, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years old, something like that. And the material really wasn't, even material anymore. She said, you cannot wear that out of the house anymore.
Yes, I can.
I said, why?
I can do whatever I want.
Why? You cannot wear that to the gym anymore. I said, why not? Because somebody there might know you. I said, I don't care.
It's the gym.
She said, well, they might know me. I said, everyone there knows you. So what? It's my sweatshirt. What do I care? What do I care?
Right. It's they don't get it.
I don't care. Right. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't care. I wear a hat. I get in and out of there.
Well, talking to people's fun. Oh, you'd love it. You should come to my gym where we're all talking. We
dear God.
Sit around in the steam room naked talking about things.
No. I only go there to lift. I want to be out of there in 45 minutes.
No, you got to hang in the steam room with the old people.
I'm going to do my cardio on the street or at home. No, I'm not spending any extra time there.
No, come on. You got Mike, you got Billy, you got Jimmy, you got Mitch, you got Mateo. We're all there just talking about stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It is great.
It's great. Yeah, so tell me about it. How exciting was that whole Cubs thing, huh? Oh, dear God.
Well, I did have to tell Dr. Allen that he had to live another year. Because he's been asking me for years. I've been a Cub fan all my life. Is this the year they can win the World Series? And don't lie to me. And I told him before the season, I said, Doctor, I think they could win the World Series this year. He goes, oh, you're just saying that. I said, no, am I the guy that just said, have I ever said that to you before? Have I ever really said that to you before? I said, I think if you can get to the end of this season, you might just have your World Series this year.
And he lived?
As far as I know.
Oh, so you don't know for sure.
I have, he winters elsewhere. So I don't have his number. So I'm sure I'll see him back. So I'm hoping for the best. But he usually comes back after the winter.
Well,
when you're that age, you know, when you're in your mid 80s, why do you stay here? And you don't stay here in the winter. You go away.
I don't want to be here now. Well, it's crappy weather.
It's not that bad. Come on,
it is.
Chill out. It's fine. At 4 o'clock, Mark Schanowski is going to join us. We put a bunch of stuff out there too. That Bob Nightingale article too. I don't understand.
I've read it three times, and I'm going to ask for your help, Dan Bernstein, in translating this for me.
I'm not good at translating Bob Nightingale pieces, but I will offer my services.
I hope that you're not exhausted or out of breath after this segment and that you can still do it.
I need a rest. You have Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers and the Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by ADT, protecting what matters most for over 140 years. I'm guessing you've seen them by now. I mean, you must have, right? I'm talking about the new line of Tom Brady pajamas. Athletic performance sleepwear. Tom seems to be suggesting that he would not be who he is or achieved what he has without them. Is that a joke? Didn't these rich boy PJs just hit the shelves? I mean, have you not been in the league for 17 years? And have you seen the commercial? What's with the heavy use of the thesaurus? Bioceramic? Infrared? Is this a pajama commercial or an episode of CSI? Why does this guy keep trying to pitch us things that we do not want or cannot afford? I mean, if I knew nothing about this guy, I would swear that he was strapped for cash, trying to sell $200 cookbooks? I got a piece of advice for you. You want to recover? Slam a Zipa in your pie hole and nap it out on a Casper. You're welcome. I'm Jim Rome.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with the Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angel's Memorial.
At Angel's Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're gonna get stuff done.
I wanna be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Matt is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans,
one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Monday,
If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
The past crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Hockey expert Jay Zawoski for the Bud Light Blackhawks on the Glass Hockey Night with Chicago Blackhawk Tanner Carroll from 7 to 8:30 at the Town Bar and Grill in Aurora. Come get an autograph.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Tanner, get...
Barry Rosner is in on the Scores Afternoon Show with me today, and every once in a while we have something for you.
For me?
Not for you. I failed
you
to
mention
this.
You ever have anything for me?
No. I have a four-pack here for you and three friends. If you are caller six to the contest line, 312-591-6700. And I love how, even before I say what it is, people
P-Max
are going to be calling. Yeah. He's already answering the phone, so yeah, people are going to try to win. It's a four-pack to the Progressive Insurance Chicago Boat RV and Strictly Sales Show. Come see what's new for 2017 and gear up for all your outdoor adventures. The show will be held January 12th through 15th at McCormick Place. So we have another four-pack that we are going to give away before this show is over at 6 p.m.
I have fibros.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Chicago's Big Ten team returns to Welsh Ryan Arena to host Iowa this Sunday at 6:30. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls lost 101-99 to Washington last night. Rajon Rondo came off the bench, scored 12 points in 27 minutes. It was his first game action since December 30th. The Bulls take on Derrick Rose and the Knicks tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden. The Blackhawks, they took their fourth straight game with an overtime goal from Duncan Keith. Coy Crawford had 33 saves. They play again Friday night in Washington. College Buckets, Illinois takes on Michigan. Coverage on the Score starts at 7:30. Other games of note this evening, number 14 Louisville hosting Pitt. Number 12 Butler travels to number 8 Creighton. The Broncos have hired former Dolphins defensive coordinator Vance Joseph to replace Gary Kubiak. And Sean McDermott, the defensive coordinator for the Panthers, has been hired by the Buffalo Bills to be their next head coach. A group of organizers with NFL ties, they plan to launch a new professional football league, giving young players an alternative to college football. Don't miss the Progressive Insurance Chicago Boat, RV, and Strictly Sales Show, January 11th, which is today through the 15th at McCormick Place. Visit ChicagoBoatShow.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Subway. Hurry into Subway and get the steak and cheese footlong. That's now just $6. It's packed with thinly sliced steak, free of artificial preservatives and flavors, and melty cheese. Get it with red onions, green peppers, and Chipotle Southwest sauce on toasted bread. Only $6 for a limited time.
That actually sounds good. I haven't had a Subway steak and cheese footlong in a while. That used to be, for a while, when we'd go to Chapel Hill in college, that was one of the go-to end-of-evening meals. Was the foot-long steak and cheese. You double fist it. You get half here and half there. And
cheap.
And just knock it down.
Cheap, right?
Yeah, but there was sometimes there'd be that, and then we'd look at each other and say, like, all right, we're also going to Player's Pizza. I don't even know if that still exists, but that was that they had a New York style thin crust pizza in the middle of Chapel Hill. Slices to order, outstanding.
My thinking would have always been cheap. What can, right. What can I get for a dollar?
Oh, I know. Where was I the other day? Oh, we were at Italy, right down the street here, the Mario Batali, Lydia Bastianich Italian food amusement park. I don't know if you've been there.
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's Mario Batali's. It's a multiple restaurant, grocery store, boutique, dairy, bakery, charcuterie, butcher shop. It's,
you say it with such passion.
You never want to leave. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal, and everything's homemade, and there's just there. You could spend all day there. A wine bar.
I don't think I could.
There's a beer bar and a wine store and cooking supplies and cooking school.
You can drink while you're there.
Walk around with a glass of wine or a beer.
One reason to go.
Absolutely. But they had, it's not, I know you had talked about being in college and having the deli meat ends. I found, and I couldn't do it because we were staying downtown. I would have no place to put it. I was going to buy it all. Because in a little, there's a little corner, I'm telling you, in the back of Italy, it's not just, we're not talking about Eckrich and Oscar Mayer and Sara Lee stuff. We're talking about their stuff. High end, all imported, all the various sorpresadas and prosciuttos.
What is it in?
And it's their meat ends.
It's in it. What is it resting in?
It's on the same kind of thing. It's like a vacuum packed, sealed container. I swear to God, had I just been there, like walking home from work and going right to my car, I would have bought every bit of it. But when you're staying over in a hotel, what am I going to do? I'm going to take things out of the minibar so I can shove that in there. And I won't go that far.
Stuff kept me alive.
Meat ends?
For days at a time.
This is the end. Yeah. But that stuff, you're talking some of their stuff, like the Copa.
That's high-end stuff.
The spec is like 25 bucks a pound.
Yeah, I wasn't getting that.
It's crazy.
I wasn't getting that kind of quality.
There's a thought here. McClure is explaining the whole NHL jersey thing because he helps us with open-ended hockey problems. He said, this is the same policy implemented back in 07 when Reebok took over as the clothier. And they went to the Edge jersey template where the league forbade third or alternate jerseys for that year as well. With regard to the press release, this is another case of the league and its partners simply not being able to remove feet from mouths. Saying easier is shorthand for the league feeling that given the cost one pays for even a replica jersey, giving the consumers too many choices might dilute the projected influx of cash that the league and Adidas might be anticipating. Fans might forego the purchase altogether. See, that again is the logic I don't necessarily buy. So, as you know, any open-ended hockey question can only end badly, particularly among diehard fans, as the league showed last year with John Scott's big dumbass selected in the All-Star game because it was supposed to be funny. So there's nothing inherently wrong with their business plan, but the way they worded it is so NHL, it hurts, as it's impossible for this league and anyone associated with it to get out of its own way.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's...
All you have to say, and I appreciate that, McClure, but really all you have to say is, it's the NHL. That's really all the explanation you need.
Rudy says, yeah, I just read the Bob Nightingale piece you're talking about, and I don't have a clue in what the blue hell it means.
I read it twice last night, okay? Read it twice last night. I read it again just now. When we come back, I'm going to ask you,
okay,
Dan Bernstein, if you can catch your breath to help me with this.
We'll get to that next on The Score.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Cubs fans, The Score will be live at the Cubs convention all weekend, starting Friday 1 to 10, Saturday 8 to 12:45, and Sunday 8 to 11:30 to talk to the biggest names in the Cubs organization. 2017 is going to be another amazing year for the Cubs, and it all starts with the Cubs convention. Listen to our coverage live exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Cubs convention broadcast on 670 The Score, brought to you by Top Fleet Limousine. Take a ride with the pros.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Want those models out of there to make room for the brand new ones, the 2017. So right now you get up to 50% off select floor models, 60% off accessories while supplies last. And for a limited time, when you want to go big and go for the Tempur-Pedic mattress, the select Tempur Ergo adjustable bases, for a limited time, you get a free $500 gift.
They also have some queen sets for as low as $179.99, so something for every budget. Plus, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. A great opportunity to check out the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with that adjustable base like Dan and I both have, and it is absolutely outstanding.
Don't miss savings of up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic Beautyrest Black Hybrid and Hampton and Rhodes floor models. This is the time to do it. This could be your absolute best bet. And then when you look at how you do this, if you want to have the financing plan, no interest, that's a no-brainer, because then you sort of do the math on what it would cost to sleep on a mattress on any given day, and you're going to say, yes, I want that mattress and I want it now.
So you go to mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you. You get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process. They will help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. And I'm telling you, it's going to be life changing. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better every morning. Not only mentally, but physically, you'll feel better as well. So get to mattressfirm.com, find that location, and take advantage of the year-end closeout sale. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep happy.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe. Limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval. Must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
New Year's resolutions run the gamut from working out more to going out less, from eating more kale to learning a new language, and last but not least, to finding a meaningful relationship. Now, while a matchmaker can't help you develop a sudden love for leafy greens, the experts at It's Just Lunch can provide an enjoyable alternative to online dating and make it easier to keep that resolution. They'll first get to know you and your relationship goals during a confidential interview. Your matchmaker will then hand-select quality matches for you from their exclusive membership base. They pre-screen all of your matches and even book your reservation to the best date spots in Chicago. All you have to do is show up, relax, and be yourself. A New Year's resolution is a promise you make to your future. So make 2017 the year you find love. It's Just Lunch is super easy, incredibly personal, and completely professional. Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm asking you, Barry Rosner, to read to me the needed excerpts from the USA Today baseball article that I'm going to attempt to help you interpret.
Parenthetically, I should probably add, Bob frequently carries water for Major League Baseball.
And so for certain people in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely, for certain people in MLB. So it's entirely possible that he was asked to do this and simply did it and passed it off as a news story. But this feature is about a kid named Hunter Green. He's the focus of it. He's a young black kid who is a really talented pitcher.
Why does it matter that he's black?
Because that's what the whole story is about. The whole story is about the scarcity of black players in Major League Baseball, but it doesn't really stop there. It is about a focus on trying to attract black kids to become pitchers and catchers.
Why?
I don't know. But that's what the entire story is about. But we know that...
Who's in charge of this effort and what's the reason for it?
I think the theory... No, I'm not going to...
I understand baseball itself.
Baseball wants more black players.
Okay, that I get.
Right. This has been talked about since I was covering the beat 25 years ago. This is not a new thing. I'm only guessing now because I've read it three times and I don't get it.
Okay.
But apparently the theory is if they get kids more interested in being pitchers and catchers, they would have a better chance of getting to the big leagues. But here's the thing.
That's not true.
It's really hard to become a major league pitcher or a major league catcher. Those are really hard things to do. It would be easier to be really any of the other positions on the field. At least in my mind, I mean, in my baseball world, which may be different than others, I think those are the hardest things to become really great at. So the whole story is about how this guy is going to lead the way. This kid's going to lead the way and encourage more black kids to become pitchers and catchers.
I don't even know where to start. I mean, it's what's most important if that matters to you. And one could argue that the game is the game and whoever ends up playing and the sport is healthier than ever. And if black kids do what they want to do.
And they don't want to play baseball because it's hard and it takes a long time.
It's expensive.
It takes a long time to get to the big leagues. Whereas if you are a great football player or basketball player, your path is more easily laid out for you.
Right. I understand.
If you're truly elite.
Also easier to practice on your own.
It's hard because you don't have the big fields. You don't have the equipment.
The number of people you need.
And you don't have, it's just harder to do because you don't have enough people, equipment, or facilities.
Right. Whereas, what do you do in the winter when you don't have access to one of these training facilities?
Right.
I mean, look.
So I'm not sure that I understand it. I mean, you know my position on this. If you want more young people of any race or color or religion or what have you, if you want them interested in the game, you need them watching games. You need them going to games. And it is very expensive to go to a game. Those of us who love baseball love it because our dads or our moms, whatever the case may be, took us to games when we were young. And we went out and we played every day during the summer. We went out and played baseball. It is unlikely now, regardless of economic opportunity, that you're going to find people just in a park playing baseball with no organization whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm still...
So I don't understand what the connection is between black kids and pitchers and catchers. If they want to play the game, they're going to play the game, and you eventually find, like in any other sport, you eventually find the position you're
exactly.
best at.
How many,
and
how
the cream rises to the top, and you wind up where you wind up.
How many minor league shortstops end up being closers, and how many catchers end up being
Wilson
outfielders?
Wilson Contreras was an outfielder. Shortstops become pitchers, and pitchers become shortstops.
It's not like somebody has, and the last thing you want, any good youth coach is going to tell you that over-specialization at a young age is the worst thing you could possibly do.
At 7 years old, you're going to decide to be a catcher?
Well,
that's not a lot. It's also not fun. When you're seven, you know what's fun? Hitting it and running around the bases and running down balls in the outfield or playing second or shortstop.
It's not every kid thinks that way. Not every kid.
I'm going to sit back here, sweat my ass off, get hit in the face with a foul ball.
You're missing a huge aspect of it, though. Dad has to buy more crap. That some kids I know will always gravitate to the position that makes the dad buy the most stuff. It's all about the gear.
In the case of certain parents, I'm all for it if it causes more aggravation, expense, and pain.
That's where goaltenders come from. Yeah. That's where catchers come from. More helmets and pads and things. I told you the story about...
I actually wanted to play goal, and there's no way...
Nobody wants to play
goal. No, I did. I liked it. Yeah, but there's no way I was getting all that stuff. There's no way.
There's no way I was getting all that stuff. And they keep growing. You keep getting more stuff. But the stuff... I remember when I wasn't going to get my kid catcher's equipment. I think he was... What was he? Six, maybe? Six or seven? And we were throwing, and he was at an age where I could throw a little bit, a little bit harder, because he was reliable. And it was a T-ball, so it wasn't even a hard league baseball at the time. And he's catching, and he always giving signals and the whole thing. And he goes, "Dad, throw a knuckleball." And I said, "My knuckleball doesn't work." He said, "It's okay, just try to throw a knuckleball." So I said, "Fine." And it was the one time out of 10 that I got everything was just right. And it was whoop, 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 right in his eye. Right in his eye. And I knew it the moment. I said, "Oh God, here we go." And I go running over to him, and he's crying, and I hold him, and he goes, Dad, you have to get me catcher's gear." So immediately, the very first thought was like, "This is it. This is my shot." So it worked, and if you have to buy more and have the game in front of you, it's probably why you like being the goaltender catchers like that too. But maybe Bob could explain it, but I just don't know why it is important at this point for baseball or for the interest of minority players. Does it have to do with the profile of the position? Is it considered a more important position?
Is this like the
black quarterback argument?
Yeah, there is a black quarterback aspect to this argument.
Like, maybe if you have more black catchers, you'll end up with more black managers someday, because so many former catchers become managers.
I don't know. I mean, that's not anything to do with this particular story, but, I mean, I just think it would be great if there were more black kids playing baseball.
Yes, more people playing baseball.
Exactly. And I don't really see the connection to those positions. I read it three times. If you find something in here that makes more sense to you, I'm absolutely willing to keep an open mind on this, but I just think...
Do Dominican players not count as black somehow? Do Cuban players not count as black somehow?
They're talking about African American.
Okay. So it's not just about the appearance of it. It's about the existence of the game and the game being a part of certain American communities.
Don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. I don't know. I read it three times. And I don't know.
The 847 says, "Don't they provide equipment at that age group?" Yeah, that's not the point. First of all, you don't. It used to be when we played, you had two helmets for the whole team, batting helmets. And now, you know, every kid's got their own helmet because helmets are not that expensive. And you don't want kids sharing hats and helmets. If you've ever had a lice issue in your house and you've gone through, because lice aren't what they were, you can't just buy the shampoo now. You've got to go to these like special remediation places. And
they actually decapitate you and then throw your head.
$1,700 is all I can tell you. $1,700 by the time all was said and done.
Here's a trick for you. Mayonnaise. Mayonnaise in a shower cap. It works. It did work. It worked for us. Don't say no to me.
It worked for us. That's before the mutant lice. And they're like super lice. And they're the size of your fist. And they eat your head. And
Is that Barry's next political candidate, the mutant lice?
He's going to eat everybody and eat all our heads?
I'm okay with that.
Mutant lice?
Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, they've gotten better. They've evolved. And now, you know, you need all sorts of... It's different.
Like it wasn't even 10 years ago.
But the thing is, though, it's...
So you're telling me in the last 10 years, they've mutated and now mayonnaise won't work.
If you have... They do provide equipment for the kids during games. But when you're... If your kid wants to play catcher... And in between, it's not just the two practices a week in the game. If you're out there throwing every day after work and working on stuff, you don't have the team equipment there. And you go to play it again, and you get used shin guards. You get a used chest protector. The kids' catcher's mitt was like $50, and you can get all this stuff. It's really not that bad, but your kids got to have their own stuff.
Yeah, well.
It's not like the travel teams every year where you cut another check for $1,200 and every year it's a new backpack, a new hitting shirt, and five practice jerseys and all that stuff, which is, that's I don't even know how people do that. I don't know. I don't know why I've done it. I don't know how many baseball backpacks.
How many bags, how many equipment bags do you have in the basement or in the garage?
Equipment bags?
Equipment bags with logos on them and team names.
We give away some to his little cousin who loves it, who can't wait to get the old Wells Park stuff he's not using. But let's see. Goalie bag, regular hockey skate out bag, regular baseball bag. This is just in use now. Regular baseball bag, catcher's gear bag. That's just active. As far as I couldn't even tell you with the other stuff between school backpacks and sports backpacks and all that. I don't know. It's like the container store at our house at this point. But hey, that's what life is. Mark Schanowski talks about the Bulls next on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. You've got a house to paint. You're going to paint over scuff marks in the hallway, the fingerprints on the den wall, and the unidentified food stains in the kitchen. And it starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now just $17.98 and vanities as low as $89. So let's get this painting party started at Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
A new year calls for new appliances from JCPenney. Hurry in for up to 30% off major appliances. Plus, get 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more after discounts with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, get free delivery and basic installation on all major appliance purchases over $2.99. Hurry in to save on major appliances now through Monday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. GEGE Profile and GE Cafe limited to 10% off savings. Subject to credit approval, must request at time of purchase. See store associate for details. Available in select stores. Financing terms valid 111 to 116. Some exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Week's most popular music. 17 years ago, 2000.
Number 3.
Ryan McKnight, Back at One.
Let's start back at one.
Number 2.
Santana featuring Rob Thomas, Smooth.
Give me your heart, make it real.
And the number 1 song this week, 17 years ago in 2000. Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants.
What a girl wants. What
Yes Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're gonna get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it.